When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to play. Phone calls, welcome, 877-3DP Show. Operator Tyler standing by. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Tonight, Knicks at the Heat, the Warriors at the Lakers. In case you're wondering, for entertainment purposes only, DraftKings has the betting lines, the Knicks getting 4.5, the Warriors getting 3. Basketball yesterday and last night, it was the Nuggets losing to the Suns, and there's a controversial moment there that we'll talk about here coming up. But the 76ers and Celtics are tied at 2 games apiece. The Heat up 2-1 on the Knicks, the Lakers up 2-1 on the Warriors. Seton, you got a poll question to start out with. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done that. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and approaching 390 cities in America carrying this program. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we might as well get right into it then, Dan. All right. Who should be punished more for the incident in the Suns game?
Okay.
Nikola Jokic or Suns owner Matt Ishbia?
All right. If you didn't see it, this is how it sounded on TNT last night.
As Phoenix turns it over, boy, Jokic, a little bit of contact. Boy, that potentially could get dangerous.
I think Jokic was just trying to get the basketball from the crowd, and crowd was upset about that. And
boy, right in the area where Suns owner Matt Ishbia is seated just to our left in that corner, as security quickly trying to step in and defuse the situation.
A little bad boy action there from Matt Ishbia from Detroit.
Depending on your vantage point, you probably saw it two different ways. I did at first. I'm thinking, okay, Jokic is going into the crowd. He's trying to get the ball. They won't get the ball back. And then there's a fan that kind of gets close to him, and then he pushes him away, elbows him away, a chicken wing away. And then we realize that that's the Suns owner, the new Suns owner, who's had a great month, a great 6 weeks. And he's there courtside. Isaiah Thomas is there with him as his guest. And now all of a sudden it takes on a whole different look, because now you got Jokic going into the stands. You got the owner involved in it, the owner's role in this. The Joker got a technical here, and now we wonder, is the Joker going to be available for Game 5 back in Denver? What happens with the commissioner with this, with an owner involved in this? Now, no punches are thrown. I thought that Matt Ishbia was kind of flopping. He's a former player at Michigan State and probably well-trained at taking those flops in practice, but you know, he's courtside, and it felt like he was moving in on the Joker a little bit, and holding the ball. I think if he looks at that, he's going to come away being embarrassed by that, because you never should have been involved in it. And you're the owner. You know, if that was another fan, that fan gets tossed. And I think there was a fan next to the owner who did get tossed, who put his hand on Jokic. I think if the Joker wanted to actually send a message with an elbow to the owner, he could have done that. But he didn't know that that was the owner and didn't care afterwards. Here is Jokic after the game.
The fan put a hand on me first, so I thought the league's supposed to protect us or whatever, so, but maybe I'm wrong, so we will see.
Did you happen to know who the fan was?
He's a fan, isn't he? If he's a setting senior.
Phoenix Suns owner.
Sitting on the court, and he's a fan, isn't he?
Yep.
That doesn't mean that he's a, so whoever it is, and he's a fan. He cannot influence the game by holding the ball.
He's factually correct that he is a fan, and he did hold the ball. And it almost felt like, hey, this is my team, my building, and I'm with my guys, and maybe you're starting to feel yourself a little bit there. They did put their hands on Jokic. So you have to protect the player. First and foremost, you have to protect the player. The fact that it's an owner, I think that makes the matter worse for the owner. If it's a fan, then you go, okay, fan maybe in his cups there and feeling, you know, got some beer muscles and, hey, you know, the Joker just came over here, I'm on TV. But that's the owner. And then you flop back, throw his arms back, and I'm going, that's not a good look here. And then doling out punishment here, I would certainly have an issue. I would fine Matt Ishbia pretty heavily as an owner, but I don't know if you can. Are they going to suspend Jokic? That would be, I hope not, whether it was a regular season or game seven. You know, I would hope that they wouldn't for something like that, but this commissioner is a player-friendly commissioner. But I mean, your bosses are the owners, so it's a tricky situation there. But I don't know if they're going to, and it takes away from what was a great game, great performances last night. I mean, Devin Booker is having an all-time playoff appearances so far. Incredible what he's doing, and efficient. I got some numbers here on him, and Joker put up 53 last night. I think that's the most points ever scored in a regulation loss in NBA playoff history. So he put up 53 last night. Devin Booker now has 83 points over the last two games. And only two players in the last 50 years have scored at least 75 points and shot better than 75% from the field over a two-game period. Booker and LaMarcus Aldridge of the 2016 Spurs. But Booker is 34-43. He's shooting 79% from the floor the last two games.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Discover Credit Cards sponsor us this hour, and they do something pretty incredible. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned, doubled from trips and restaurants. That's the first year. They double it back, and you can see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Did anybody see it differently than I did with the owner and Joker last night? No, you guys saw it the same way I did, Seton?
Yeah, I mean, an owner should never make themselves part of the game or part of the story like that. You know, I just feel like it's a really bad look for Matt Ishbia. Yeah, I think if Jokic really wanted to push somebody, it would have been a lot worse than that.
Yes.
I think the commissioner's going to have to find the owner there.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, like, why are you holding on to the ball? Just let go of the ball and just let things move on. That's where it escalated. If he would have just stopped playing the, you know, you can't take the ball from me, I'll decide when I'm going to release the ball from my possession.
Well, I also, there's something else that's lost in the play. There's a player who goes, you know, kind of falling out of bounds, a Suns player. And then I think the owner's trying to help him up, and there's a lot of people around. And then Joker wants to get the ball to put it back in play. And that's when the owner's holding the ball. Somebody puts his hand on Joker. And then all of a sudden, you know, then it could have gotten ugly. But, and maybe because it was an owner, it didn't get as ugly if it had been a fan. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I agree with you guys almost all of it. You know, Jokic didn't go into the fan in the stands. The stands kind of went into Jokic. And they were starting to put their hands on him, and he kind of gave that kind of get off me chicken wing. What I didn't understand is initially when the ball, Ishbia has the ball, why Jokic ran over to grab it and grabbed it like it was soccer, and they're trying to get it back in to score a goal. You know, they're out of bounds. There's not any rush to get that ball back. It's going to come back at some point. It's almost like he grabbed it, and Ishbia was like, whoa, what? Why is he grabbing this from me? You know, he kind of ran to him and grabbed it.
Yeah, but he's more entitled to it than the owner is.
Totally. Totally, but I was just, when I first saw, I was like, why is he running to get the ball? Anyone can get the ball.
Well, I think that the official's going to wait till the player gets up, so you're going to resume play. I don't think it's, you know, soccer where you just grab it and then you want to throw it in, but it felt like that's what Joker was trying to do. Like, let me get this ball in. Yeah, Paul.
Is there any hard rule? Remember, if you go back years ago, coming off the bench gets you automatic suspension. Mm. Is there any rule Jokic may have broken where it would be automatic and the commissioner's hands are tied? Making contact with a fan, or here's a side part of that. Do not treat Ishbia as a fan because he didn't pay for a ticket and he's not a fan. He is actually treated differently because if this was an assistant coach, almost like a two-part question there.
I think if you're going to suspend him, you'll suspend him because he had an elbow. He can I say he threw an elbow? If he wanted to throw an elbow, he could have. I think he was maybe just getting some separation there with the chicken wing. Like, get out of here, okay? Get off me. Yes, Eden.
Right. Everybody saying elbow to me is off a little bit. He pushed a fan back with his forearm.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't elbow him. He pushed a fan back with his forearm. Get out of here. The owner, Matt Ishbia, 100% caused the entire incident.
Yeah, you start to parse this out, you take that, and then you take that, and then you take that, and then you put it all together, and then contact and touching, and then throwing out somebody, a technical for Joker, the owner's role. You know, I would love to know how this plays out with the commissioner today.
Man, I would be so embarrassed. If that was me on video doing that, I would be humiliated today.
The owner.
The owner, yeah. I would be humiliated.
Well, I would think if I'm the commissioner, I have a stern message, no pun intended, for this owner to say, we're not part of the game here. Like, you're there, you want to sit there courtside, you gotta know how to handle it. You're the owner. You can't be holding a basketball. You can't be, hey, look at me, I'm the owner. I'm defending our turf here. Against the Joker, yeah, Paul.
But it's tough because Matt Ishbia is only punishable financially, or they don't let him sit for the rest of the series courtside. That doesn't affect their team. You know, if somehow Matt Ishbia holding that ball gets Jokic suspended the game, the Suns win.
Yeah.
And the local fans will be like, he'll be a hero for his dumb movement.
Yeah. So what's the poll question we're going to go with, Seton? Who should be punished or...
Yeah, well, we could do two options. I have who should be punished more for the incident or who caused the incident.
Oh.
But I think...
Is that the same? It felt like the owner caused this.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did Joker escalate it? And that might be what the commissioner's going to look at.
At some point, though, like the league, they do have a responsibility to... I know you have to protect the fans from players... But the players need a certain amount of protection, too. I do agree with them that they shouldn't... There's no world in which they should be fighting with a fan to get the ball back to start playing the game again.
Yeah,
That's ridiculous.
The owner doesn't need to be a tough guy there. He doesn't need to play a role whatsoever. You're the owner. Be professional. Yeah, Marv.
And if you're Adam Silver, how irritated are you? Because last night was such a great game.
I know.
We're kind of talking about how great Devin Booker's been and how great Jokic was, but now this is the lead story because of the owner.
Well, until the punishment's handed out, you know, people are going to talk because you're going to speculate what could happen. When does that, you know, discipline or extra punishment come down? Yeah, Todd.
I think it's mainly on the owner, too. But was at any point Joker feeling like he was in danger? I guess maybe in the heat of the moment, you don't know if someone's about to grab you or hit you or whatever. But in that moment, did he really need to give him that forearm shiver?
Well, I don't think that I don't think he felt endangered, but like, why is somebody touching me?
Yeah, but he's talking post game about safety, and I thought they're supposed to have our back and security and make sure the players are safe. So I don't know what was unsafe at that moment where we had to knock him down there and give him a little forearm.
Well, you shouldn't be able to touch the players. You shouldn't be able to come to the player and touch the player. It's not like Joker went into the stand so they couldn't help but, you know, put their hands on him. Here is the head coach of the Nuggets, Mike Malone, on the incident.
Yeah, I'm still not really sure what happened. I haven't seen a video of it. I think it's crazy that Nikola got a technical foul in that situation. He's going to get the ball, and some fan is holding on to the ball like he wants to be a part of the game. Just give the ball up, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, they deemed Nikola doing something that was excessive, I guess, and they gave him the tech, but I still don't really understand it.
This thing, the fans, the owner of the Suns, made any difference?
I don't give a shit. I mean, I really don't care.
It makes it worse because it's the owner. If it's a fan, I get it. Hey, look at me. I'm on TV. Hey, Joker's over here in my face. Oh, he just pushed me. You're the owner. And you grew up loving the Bad Boys. And you got Isaiah Thomas next to you. But, it was like you're in high school or college and you're going to, you know, take a charge. He flopped there. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls are welcome. 877-3DP show. We'll talk a little bit more about the 76ers and the Celtics. The Lakers up 2-1 on the Warriors, and the Lakers a slight favorite going into tonight. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, GetRefunds.com. Thank you for taking me up on the offer. GetRefunds.com can help you. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to understand GetRefunds.com. They are there to help you, and this is during COVID. If you had employees on your payroll during COVID, you kept them on there, you could be eligible for a payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com, start the process. It's going to take you 8 minutes or less. You could be on your way to receiving money for your business, and there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through what is known as ERC. Innovation Refunds has helped complete over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses just like yours. You get started. It's going to take you 8 minutes or less to see if you qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. We've been trying to get Matt Ishbia on, and we were only going to be talking about positive things, you know, taking over the team. He made, you know, he's a billionaire, former Michigan State basketball player, and you get Kevin Durant. All of a sudden, we were at the Super Bowl, and people were talking about the Phoenix Suns, and we're back, and we got Durant. We're going to be the team to beat. Robert Sarver, our owner's gone. All positives. And I said to Todd, we probably won't get Matt Ishbia now if we didn't get him when we wanted to talk positives.
Or is this the perfect time to come on and explain his side of the story with Dan Patrick?
All right. Well, that'll be nice. Suns did even the series with the Nuggets. The 76ers, even their series with the Celtics. I'm watching that game, and it looked like Philadelphia was going to win. Then the Celtics came back, and then they hit some big shots, and then they had a chance to win it. Although you're setting up your game-winning shot for Marcus Smart, and I went, okay, I probably would have devised something maybe for the first or second option there, but... You know, he had an open look. He didn't make it. Then they lose in overtime. James Harden was great. Harden played great and had some really nice passes. You know, 42 points there. But I'm watching Embiid. And maybe, you know, the knee is bothering him, but he was not aggressive. He still scored, what, 34 points? If there could have been a soft 34, he had 34. Al Horford got his shot three times. You know, he went up for a jumper. He blocked the jumper. Went up for a layup. Blocked the layup. I'm going, Al Horford. And it almost felt like, you know, Harden saying to Embiid, come on, man. You got to bring it. You're the MVP. Let's go. But they did even the series. There was one moment there with Jason Tatum got away with a definite push-off, and there was a no call. Doc Rivers was not pleased after the game.
Jason Tatum's three was awful that wasn't called. Awful.
You thought it was a push-off.
Did you? Did you think it was a push-off? I'm asking you.
It was like a push-off.
No. Be committed. Did you think it was a push-off? It was a push-off. You can't. And the reason that it bugged me, because at the end of the game, there were the touch fouls. You know, Jason Tatum has a 360 foul. Marcus Smart and Tuck gets tangled up. Touch foul. So we're going to call it that way. You got to call that play. I know it's a big play, and I'm a big fan of refs not deciding, but that could have decided the game.
I agree with him. It was a definite push-off, but the defender doesn't go down in that situation. And that's a game in Philly that you would think you're going to get that call. But when you get when he pushes off with the forearm, that's when you almost have to fall to the ground. Almost sell it a little bit. Even though you watch it, and you watch it in slow motion, you could see that there was more contact in that play than there was the Joker with the fan when he went into the stands. All right, Paulie, you have a way to punish the Suns owner, because we know that Joker could be punished by, you know, they have him sit out game five.
In lieu of punishing Matt Ishbia with a $500,000 fine, which would be no big deal for him, it affects the Suns in no way, you do the opposite and don't bar him from the building, which would bother him. Like, let's say he couldn't go to any more playoff games this year. Mm-hmm. That would bother him. He's the new star of the Suns, basically. You make him play in the next game for the Suns. He has to play the entire
point
first.
Guard.
That's right.
Yeah, he'll take Chris Paul's place.
That's right. He has to start at point guard. I don't know how old he is. Let's say he's 43. He probably has a nice game for a 43-year-old, but he would get eaten alive.
I don't even think he's 43.
Is he? He's pretty young.
Is he in his 30s?
He played, you know, he was a backup, a walk-on. He's got some decent game for a civilian.
Yes, Todd.
I would take it a step further. I love what Paulie's thinking. Have Tom Izzo sitting courtside heckling him. That's why you hardly got any minutes with us with the Spartans. You're terrible.
Yeah, the Suns would struggle that first half with him at point guard, I think.
Do we know how old Matt Ishbia is, Todd? With your funny line? Yeah, ask you to do. I mean, you got your funny line in there.
He's 43.
Okay.
I was off by a year.
All right. All right, so 43. All right, still got a little bit of game there.
It'd be funny. The jersey doesn't fit so well. He's pasty. Getting eaten alive by the other guards.
All right, we'll get some phone calls in here. But James Harden played great. Big shots. And Jaylen Brown lost sight of James Harden, and he made him pay. Here is Jaylen Brown after the game.
Just a bad read. That's it. It's a gamble at the wrong time, and big shot by James Harden, but that's my fault. I take full accountability. Just a bad read.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, Eden.
You get the sense that that's the type of play that drives Jason Tatum absolutely insane, because most of the broadcast is about his basketball IQ just being off the charts, and his teammate being willing to trade a 3 for a 2.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, let's let him tie it. Don't give him the win.
Yeah.
Did James Harden?
I know.
What are you doing? That must drive Jason Tatum crazy.
Although the way Jason Tatum played in the first half, that must have driven his teammates crazy.
Fair.
Because he was terrible in the first half. Fair. And then all of a sudden, you're like, that's the same guy. And he's playing great in the second half. But Embiid looked tentative. But I give credit to Al Horford. Al Horford, his hands were active. Embiid has a habit of bringing the ball down. And that's when you bring the ball down, get your hand on it. And Al Horford had 5 blocks. I don't think Al's ever been known as a leaper, but he's been known throughout his career as being a really good IQ teammate, whatever you need kind of in the moment thing. He might be the same age as the Suns owner. He might be 43.
Al Horford's 36.
Yeah, all right.
He plays like he's 46.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just good basketball. It was fun. Okay, Fritzy just sent me Matt Ishbia's
some
bio.
Some strong numbers there.
Yeah, well, you could have gotten that for me prior
to
time. He won a national title with Michigan State in 2000.
Wait. He was on a team
title. All right, fair enough.
He was the first one to cut the nets down, I think.
He played 2.4 minutes per game. He averaged half a point a game and 0.3 rebounds, 0.3 assists per game. All right, he's on the team. Better than I did. Who do you got? Me, Matt Ishbia, shooting contest.
Shooting.
Just shooting.
His gym, your gym?
It doesn't matter. My game travels. My dojo, your dojo.
He'd have his, like, flunkies heckling you in the background, like the glass cleaning guys.
I'd ask for the ball, and then he wouldn't give it to me, right. And then I'd have to elbow him. Yeah. You guys didn't answer the question.
Oh, it's redundant.
We're going to take you.
All right, thank you.
I thought it was rhetorical.
Let's see. Gus in L.A. Gus all fired up. His Lakers tonight, favored by 3 against Golden State. Good morning, Gus.
So you know it. Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a great weekend. You know, let's hope the Suns can go like one tenure without having an idiot for an owner at least one point through their history. So let's get into it. My boys, my Lakers, doing it big. We got it. Hopefully we can do it tonight. We do it tonight. I'm hoping for that. That was one hell of a return on an ass whooping that we got on Thursday.
Yes.
And then, you know what? There's a lot of bad over the weekend, so I'm going 2 greats for the weekend. The other one, my Dodgers. They were in San Diego over the weekend. Everybody's already crowning the Padres, you know, World Series champs. No one's giving the Tampa Bay Rays their flowers, but apparently Slam Diego's taking over, right? Wrong. We were down 2-1. Mookie Betts steps up, top of the 9th, hits the tying shot, and then rookies in extra innings are the ones that get us the runs to beat them. We take the series from those idiots down south, and it was a great weekend overall. You boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. You too. I thought Klay Thompson summed it up quite accurately when he had this to say after the Lakers roughed up the Warriors Saturday night.
Shoot. Just be immensely tougher and coming together as a team rather than splintering. And Monday is a great opportunity for us to show what we're about and hopefully our toughness. I think we are a very tough team, and we got punked tonight, unfortunately, on the boards, on the glass, or at the free throw line. So it's on us to watch the film, dissect it, and be better.
They got punked, and it just felt like they were resigned to the fact they were going to get blown out. Let's just sit our starters and rest up for this game. And the Lakers favored by 3. Yes, Paul?
I weirdly think this is a must-ish win for the Lakers, not the Warriors.
Mm.
The Lakers are favored by 3.
Yeah.
All is going well. You can go up 3-1, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah. Over-under for Anthony Davis tonight. Anybody want to take a guess? Todd?
22.5.
Seton?
26.5.
Marv?
19.5.
Paul?
24.5.
25.5.
Okay, bloop.
LeBron James over under according to DraftKings. Marv?
26.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
That is BS.
Over.
why you go first?
Over under Steph Curry. Seton?
29.5.
Marvin?
28.5.
Paulie?
31.
Todd?
30.5.
Blue, blue, blue. By the way, the odds to win the NBA title.
31.
No, as of right now.
11.
Right now.
Clippers.
Odds to win the title. No, Clippers. Who is the favorite to win the title? They're big favorites to win the title. Marv?
Celtics?
Yes. Blue, blue, blue. I'm not sure why. The series tied at 2 games apiece. Who has the second best odds to win the title? Seton?
Lakers?
Yeah. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Look at you guys.
So the Celtics are plus 155. The Lakers are plus 425. Then it's the Nuggets, then the Suns, then the Warriors, 76ers, Heat, and the Knicks pulling up the rear. Which seems appropriate.
Hey, they're in the building.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, but they're getting 4.5 tonight against the Miami Heat, the pesky Miami Heat. There's no reason why the Knicks shouldn't be winning this series. It's not. But, you know, and it got a little chippy there on this last game, where it almost felt like the old Knicks and Heat, where they're kind of pushing each other and knocking some people down. Julius Randle got knocked down. Yes, one of the tall
Hartenstein?
No, for the Heat. He had the face mask on, like Zeller brothers. One of the Zellers, yeah, Cody or something. Him and Julius Randle going back and
Cody
forth.
Zeller.
Yeah, Cody Zeller still somehow playing. Yes, Marv.
His check still clears.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's close, but look, the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks in the 90s, oh, they're throwing fists. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to push you. No. Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson, they're going to fist fight.
That's today's NBA, and you don't do that. You know, that's as close as you're going to get to a skirmish or a fight. Yeah, Marv.
Spoelstra wasn't on the floor like Van Gundy.
Oh, my God.
Make it a real rivalry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paul.
Now you take jabs on Instagram against each other. You go home, you get back to the hotel, and you're like, a tersely worded post.
By the way, LeBron James is in the top 5 in total points, rebounds, and assists in NBA postseason history after passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for 5th on the all-time list in rebounds. The last player to be top 5 in those categories in postseason history, you have to go back to April of 1975. And if you said Wilt Chamberlain, you would be correct.
Stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day.
Thank you, Darius Rucker. Seaton, would you update the poll results, please?
Oh, man, that's funny. Who should be punished more for the incident in the Suns game?
Mm-hmm.
Nikola Jokic or Suns owner Matt Ishbia? Right now, it's not even close. 81% say the Suns owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. Welcome back.
What up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Dan, first of all, Matt Ishbia doesn't want any of this smoke, Dan. He can't handle it. But I got two besters, Dan. One, obviously, LeBron and the fighting eyebrows, sticking it to Dub Nation. Thought that was awesome. I don't know what Street Clothes is doing tonight, but we'll see. And my second best, Dan, was James Harden isn't in my good-ass dude club, but he pulled a good-ass move last night with the Michigan State survivor.
Oh, yeah.
And giving him his shoes afterwards. I thought that was really cool. So that gives him a little bit closer to the good-ass dude club.
Yeah, he brought him to the game. Harden had 42. So you had two guys score at least 34 in a playoff game. It's happened before. Embiid and Seth Curry. Charles Barkley. Hersey Hawkins back in 1990. A Hersey Hawkins mention. I always loved his game. Great shooter, man.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know.
No D, all shooting.
How about Landry Shamet? It sounds like something you say when you hit your hand with a hammer or something. Shamet!
from three.
Shamet! He had 19 points. And I said, you know, Friday, if the bench doesn't help, then they're not going to win this series. So Shamet made me look like a genius. He had 19 points off the bench. He had scored a total of 14 points prior to Game 4, and he had 19. Whoa! Start of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next. More phone calls as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Embiid guarded by Tatum. Left-hand dribble into the lane at the dotted circle. Double-teamed out to Harden. Three-point shot for the lead is good. Harden converts. 18 seconds to go. James Harden for three. He's got 42.
That's courtesy of the Fanatic 76ers Radio Network. Harden's the first 76er with multiple 40-point games in the same postseason since Allen Iverson back in 2003. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. Dave in Florida. Hey, Dave. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, good morning. Hey, first of all, can I just say, God bless Dan Patrick and the Dave Patrick Show. If it wasn't for you guys, my listening choices are a little bit limited out there on the radio. If you're a halfway reasonable individual, you are the show to be listening to.
Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome. Hey, listen, I love what you guys are talking about today. Really interesting stuff going on in the NBA. However, there is this thing going on called the Stanley Cup playoffs. You may or may not be aware that some interesting things have been going on there down here in my home state of Florida, where my Florida Panthers are on a 6-game win streak. So my feeling is the best of the...
Behind
the goal swing to finish. That's 6 in a row, taking out the Bruins. It's a big story. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's a big story. These guys are playing with house money for the last 3 weeks, and nobody wants to talk about it.
All right. Well,
what do you think?
Thank you, Dave. You just talked about it. I mean, we have open phones here. If people really want to talk about it, then they will talk about it. Thank you. Thank you. Birthday boy Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Yes, Paul.
Maple Leafs down 3-0.
Yeah, I know.
Back to you.
They were the favorites.
Now, who was the call, Dave?
Yeah.
If the Panthers somehow, if the Maple Leafs somehow come back and beat the Panthers 4-3, is he calling back in?
Yeah, he might. He seemed like he had a sense of humor there. But the Florida Panthers are a big story.
But the real stars are the Kraken.
Yeah, Kraken
lead
last
Dallas
night.
2-1.
I know. Kraken came back last night.
Say yes to Kraken.
Yes. How about Leon Draisaitl? yes, Marv. No! Okay.
The Panthers are the 8 seed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Stanley Cup playoffs.
Break it down.
Is it the most unpredictable playoffs in pro sports? Because it seems like as long as you have a hot goaltender, you can make a run.
Yeah.
The LA Kings were the 8 seed not too long ago. They made a run.
There you go.
All right. Breaking it down.
I was in screening back at the mothership, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you had to watch hockey
back.
Yeah. Look, if there's storylines, we can talk about them, but there's not, we need more storylines there. I've said this before, out of all of the playoffs, hockey has the best action when you get to the playoffs. You don't have to root for a team. You just know that it's going to be exciting. Although it feels like there's more scoring in hockey this year.
Devils won 8-4 over the Hurricanes. 8-4 seems like in the NFL like dropping 50, right?
It feels like that it'd be like a 3-1, 3-2, 2-1, 1-0. I don't know. Maybe our research guy can find some numbers there, Todd.
Question for you.
Okay.
Golden Knights at Oilers tonight, game 3. Series tied at 1 as the series heads to
Edmonton. Did you see Vander Kane he was in a fight, and then there's a fan from Golden Knights, and she's right on the glass flipping him off. Oh, it's an unbelievable picture.
He's had a rough year.
Yes, he has.
In a bunch of ways. That's probably the nicest thing that's happened to him.
And he blows her a kiss, and she's right there on the glass. Unbelievable photo. Yeah, Marv.
Is she the owner?
No, I don't think so. But she was owning the moment there when she did that, but he blew a kiss back. But he was in a fight. And then, you know, she's like, man, she's ready to go. Yeah, Paul.
I got the picture here. They're like, it looks like a store, like a movie scene. You know, like, I found my true love against the glass. He's blowing her a kiss, and she's like, double fingers.
Yeah, yeah, double birds. James in Virginia. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP, Dan Nets, man. Salute the Commanders, man. What a great weekend for sports, man. I got two best
hey,
in the
James,
world.
Hey, James, make sure you're not tampering with Andrew Luck.
Hey, man, if Andrew Luck wants to come back out, man, they need some help, bro, because I don't know what Sam Howell's going to do, but I'm excited either way. You know, I'm burgundy and gold through and through, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For me, it's all day, every day, man. But, you know, I keep it short and quick, man. The Knicks, man, the Knickerbockers, man. No showed in game three, big game tonight in game four. But, man, that was just so disappointing as I convinced my wife on our anniversary weekend to watch the Knicks game, and it was just a horrible blowout. My second best. I called a year ago, man, for great advice, man, and here I am a year later, man, and it's been a year anniversary with my wife, Melanie. I love you, babe. I love you 3,000. I'm with you to the end of the line. You already know it. And how about those Suns, man, coming back from 2-0, and how crazy would it be if the Suns went ahead and won a series because of the suspension, a la, like, I think 10 or 15 years ago when Damon Stoudemire got suspended for coming on the court in the Spurs game. I feel like that was the right event.
But, yeah, that was Amari. Yeah, Amari Stoudemire. Congratulations, James, on the one-year anniversary. We had the under.
Big time.
Yeah, we didn't think it would last. Yeah, Marv.
It should have ended after he asked her to watch the Knicks. On your anniversary?
Yeah.
Like, I don't root for them,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, it was Amari Stoudemire who came off the bench, didn't hit anybody, and that's when I had my little dust-up with Commissioner Stern, as I was saying, you're going to suspend him even though he didn't hit anybody, didn't get involved? And then he was like, nope, he came off the bench. I'm wondering if David Stern would have a different ruling on what happened with the Phoenix Suns owner, Matt Ishbia, and the Joker. I wonder if Adam Silver and David Stern would see eye to eye on the punishment here. I'm curious about that. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to that coming up. If you flip back and forth between the Derby and the coronation, you could almost see it was the same kind of atmosphere, it felt like, with the outfits there, pomp and circumstances. You had bugles. You had hats. You know, beautiful people.
A little snooty.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, was it pomp or pompous in circumstance?
Okay, could have been. Bloop, bloop, all right. Yeah. They get to wear their military uniforms or whatever those things are. Big deal. Tourism, really big. Harry, is Harry there? How long is he going to stay there? Wills, how's Will, are they going to interact there? I'm thinking, see, that's what's fun. That's what I wanted to see. I didn't care about, you know, the king coronation. Yes, yes.
It makes them real. It's a regular dysfunctional family like the rest of us. Forget about the money and your titles. I hate that uncle and my mom pissed me off, whatever.
But I do like seeing the kids because, you know, as grown-ups, you're trying to have, you hope your kids are going to behave. And, you know, one of the kids is dancing and being goofy. And, you know, Kate Middleton is like trying to tell him to kind of cool it. Remember Rudy Giuliani's son when he did a press conference years ago and his son was up there making all kinds of gestures and it felt like that, like, you're embarrassing me, kid. There's 19 million people watching us right now, so will you stop it? 1 hour in the books. Two more to go this Monday edition of the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff,
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.